No. I think it might have something to do with this.
Look!
Hey!
Clear gold!
That's private property.
What?
His bag spilled across the kitchen floor and these were in it.
Well, that explains a lot of things. So maybe her locked purse wasn't a decoy after all.
Okay, I'm a thief. Hey, there's news. Meanwhile, we got a murderer among us, remember?
I hate to say this, Autolycus, but people have killed for less than diamonds.
Come on, Gabrielle. You know my rap sheet. Do you recall seeing Ruthless Murderer anywhere on it?
Mm-hmm. King of thieves, escape artist extraordinaire, master of disguise?
Quiet.
I'm willing to bet anything. That mustache is phony.
Autolycus could have robbed her after she was dead.
After? Now, you listen here, Missy. I may be a thief, but I've got my standards. And
he wasn't the only one to go through her stuff.
What do you mean?
There are three scroll sheets here. One of them contains my bounty. The other's a wanted poster for some other guy. And this, the third one, is completely empty.
So
a veteran of the road like Ravenica would never carry more than she had to. And given that she probably packed in the morning and unpacked every single night...
You're saying that someone here took it.
Autolycus could have taken that, too.
Of course I could have.
No, it's not his style. Whoever did this was sloppy.
And dumb.
And they repacked in a hurry.
You can tell all that by just looking?
Well, think about it. Ravenica's maps were all squished up on the bottom with her fruit. Whereas heavier, less necessary items were on top.
Maybe she liked her pears bruised.
She's your mother.
Yeah, well, Mom, I can tell you one thing she didn't like for sure, and that's lavender perfume. No bounty hunter worth her salt would wear perfume of any kind. They'd smell her before she got close enough to pounce.